Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An AEW legend is retiring. Plus, Tyson Fury teases a WWE return. And you won't believe who is showing up at Ohio Valley Wrestling tonight. For Thursday, October the 19th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Which brings me now to the word retirement again. No, I want to address it right here, live and in color, on Dynamite in the great state of Texas. Okay, yeah. Right here in Rosenberg, Texas. Wow, what a mixed crowd tonight. I don't care, though. This is my moment. This is your moment. I want to share it with you. So here goes. I started my very first match with AEW was Revolution 2021. And my very last match will be Revolution 2024. One more key thing that you guys all need to know. The only thing for sure about Sting is my retirement, Revolution 2024, is for sure.
Wow. Massive announcement by the icon Sting, winding down his Hall of Fame career.
The words of Steve Borden, a.k.a. Sting, last night on AEW Dynamite in Texas. He addressed the fans last night and reflected on his career. He shouted out his former peers and his former foes like Ric Flair and Lex Luger and Dusty Rhodes and Hulk Hogan, who got some booze, to say the very least. He wrapped up with what you heard just there. Just as AEW Revolution 2021 was his first match in AEW, Revolution 2024 will be the site of his final match, declaring his intentions to retire. Now, he did retire already when his WWE run was cut short due to injury. However, he felt there was unfinished business when he retired the first time round, which led to his AEW debut and what has been, on the whole, a very successful AEW run. We've seen some dream matches, we've seen him working with younger talent, and we've seen him diving off more than one balcony in his time. For a guy in his 50s, that's amazing. He now seemingly feels like he's done it all. He's done all he wants to do, and the plan is to hang up his boots after AEW Revolution next year. So I reckon we've probably got Sting for another 4 to 6 months, I reckon, if that. And I'm sure there will be some big moments to come with Sting as he looks to tie off an incredible pro wrestling career. Also, last night on Dynamite, we've had some title matches made for AEW Battle of the Belts. It's the special taking place next Saturday after Collision. The TBS champion, Chris Statlander, is defending the title against Willow Nightingale. We saw Willow have a stare down with Statlander at the conclusion of Stat's match with Willow's mate Sky Blue. Willow and Sky Blue haven't quite been the same since they got sprayed by Julia Hart, have they? I feel that there's been something up with them. Something not quite right. I'm sure that will pan out. The World Trios title's on the line at Battle of the Belts as well. The Acclaimed and Billy Gunn defend against Daniel Garcia, Matt Menard, and Angelo Parker. That is going to be a fun one. And Orange Cassidy will defend the AEW International Championship against the winner of a triple threat on Rampage between John Silver, Kip Sabian, and Brother Zay. Before we get to Battle of the Belts, we'll have Collision just beforehand, and that will feature a heavy-hitting title match as well. Ricky Starks and Big Bill putting their World Tag Team titles up on Saturday for the first time against the Blackpool Combat Club combo of Wheeler Yuta and Claudio Castagnoli. This will be the new champs' first title defense since that shocking win against FTR the other week. It's going to be a barn burner, that one. Also on Collision, Eddie Kingston and Jeff Jarrett will go one-on-one for what I believe is the first time ever in a Memphis street fight. And if Jeff Jarrett can beat Eddie Kingston, then Jay Lethal gets a shot at the ROH World Championship. Quite interesting that Jay Lethal, a former ROH World Champ in his own right, is in the mix for that title as we get very close to Final Battle. Tickets go on sale for ROH's final show of the year next Friday. So interesting that they're putting that match out there now. A lot of title-based action for AEW in the coming weeks. Collision on Saturday and Battle of the Belts coming up as well.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A brand new episode of Desert Island Graps is waiting for you on the Cultaholic podcast feed. I was joined by indie wrestling standout Vinny Pacifico. G Fuel powered positivity from Vinny Pacifico, who you will have seen on WWE NXT. You will have seen him on AEW. He made his debut for New Japan recently. We talk about his life and times, how he nearly became a quarterback. We talk about his love for Lady Gaga and ABBA. And he picks three wrestling matches to watch while stranded on a desert island. And there's one particular Daniel Bryan match that he wanted to take with him. I won't tell you what the match is, but here's why he loved it.
Because of the emotion and the way it made you feel. Yes, he's had some matches that... And also, that match was very good in ring as well. Mm-hmm. Hands down, very good in ring. But just the way it made you feel and the way... You just didn't know which way it would go. That is what it did for me. And I'm going by how I was as a fan and how it made me want to be a wrestler. And that's why I'm using this match in this podcast, because it made me feel a type of way to motivate me to become a wrestler. And I went to a meet and greet shortly after that, or a little before that. Might have been before that. And I was talking to him. I was like, hey, I would love to become a wrestler. Like, I love this. This is something I want to do. I played football in high school, but I kind of wanted to stop and do this. And he was completely motivating, completely positive about it, and gave me great words of wisdom. So ever since that, I was just gung-ho becoming a wrestler. And then seeing all that happen, cultivate to WrestleMania, came full circle. And that's just a moment that you can't even write. It has to just happen naturally. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Cultaholic Island welcomes Vinny Pacifico. You can listen to it on the podcast feed right now. If you're a Patreon, as a thank you for supporting us, you can watch the video version. It's at patreon.com/cultaholic.
Oh my God!
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Here, not this. That's Mr. Money in the Bank, Austin Theory, who can cash in a contract. And it's not unprecedented, Corey. We have had a cash in to make it a triple threat match. Rollins did it in WrestleMania.
He's gonna do it.
And he beat Reigns and Lesnar.
I went past it.
That was Clash at the Castle in September of 2022, and that was Tyson Fury knocking Austin Theory's teeth out. Great moment to be there live when that happened. Oh my days, the place was shaking. Tyson Fury afterwards in the press conference was chatting with Triple H, Andrew McIntyre, and there's definitely a keenness for Tyson Fury to be back in a WWE ring. For at least from that press conference, he was in conversation, was Tyson Fury, with Sports Illustrated. And he was asked about returning to the WWE. And he said, I've been doing this boxing thing for 15 years, which is a long time. I know it won't last forever. And it's true. I've had a few good stints in WWE. And there is still a lot of opportunity there. I reckon we will see Tyson Fury back in a WWE ring. What's that? You want to hear American Pie? Go on then, here's American Pie for you.
This American Pie drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
What?
This'll be
Come on,
the
guys.
Day that
please don't sing, Corey.
I Cardiff, you were wonderful tonight!
A Tyson Fury return, maybe singing American Pie, could be on the cards in WWE. But how about this for a return for OVW tonight? Ohio Valley Wrestling is live every Thursday night on Fight. You may have caught the bug once again after watching Wrestlers on Netflix. I'll tell you who has caught the bug for OVW once again. The man formerly known as The Big Show, Paul White. And Paul White is going to be making a guest appearance on OVW live tonight. The last time he was on OVW was back in 2006. He beat The Miz at that Six Flags Summer Sizzler series. And famously, The Big Show went to OVW for a spell to get back into ring shape. So this is a bittersweet return for Paul White, who's looking great at the moment, but that's exciting. You can watch it live on Fight tonight as Paul White, aka The Big Show, makes his return to OVW. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, check out our list of the 10 best one-time WWE Tag Team Champions. Those duos that only did it once, but they made it count. YouTube.com/Cultaholic for that one. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.